Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we take a look at the astrology and energies of October 30th into November. Yes, we are approaching the 11th month of the year already. We will look at what's happening until November 6th. And see how the energies are supporting us here as not only we clear out the year, finish 2019, but finish a decade, a very big decade, a very important time of endings, realizations, healing, higher consciousness, higher awareness about yourself, your power, your energies. All of this is going to come in even stronger throughout November. The energy of November is quite beautiful. I've been looking at the astrology throughout the month, and it has so many supportive elements to it that it's going to be a blockbuster month. And in Monday's show, I'll be talking about the astrology of November 2019. I'll do more of an overview. So that will be coming up on Monday. But just know that this is a pivotal month. This is a pivotal time. And yes, Mercury is retrograde, but it's an amazing retrograde. I mean, it's making so many supportive, energetic connections that you are really being cleaned. There are changes within us that are happening deeply and permanently. This is part of the Scorpio healing process. This is part of what Scorpio offers us. We have the opportunity to allow one level of consciousness or awareness to die, to be permanently complete, so that we can rise up and move into the next paradigm, the next energy field of potentials and possibilities. So this is a time right now with this strong Scorpio energy to really trust what you want, and to be learning from your emotional world, to learn what drives you, to learn what propels you forward, to look at where you hold that passion, but also where you might have some unconscious fears. Now, it's a beautiful time to do this, and we'll be doing it throughout November with the Mercury retrograde. I just did a show for you this previous Monday, October 28th, about the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio energies and how it is supporting us in this purging, clearing, healing, as well as looking at the themes of safety, where you feel safe to be yourself, where you feel safe to be in your power. And I also shared with you how to do some energy handholds that move emotions through you. And that's by referencing Jinshin Jitsu, which is a Japanese energy practice that you can do on your own. And know that you're supported in releasing emotions right now in a very deep, deep way. You might even feel that there's something you have to take care of right now, whether it's this next week or throughout November. There's things that need to be finished, tidied up, done, complete, because you're moving on. We are all moving on. We are all meant to progress into what our soul needs to experience next here in the physical world. But there is a sense right now that we're paying attention to what has resided within us for lifetimes. And I feel that at a very deep cellular DNA level, that there has always been within us the soul's drive to experience a variety of energies. And Scorpio is where we share with others, and we share more intimately and more passionately. We share more about our fears, what we think. We go into a deeper knowingness of self and others. Scorpio is where the shadow energies can reside in our psyche. Every person on the planet has shadow energies. Every person on the planet is here learning and healing. Every person participates at this level in their own timeline and in their own consciousness. So there is no comparison. There's only an understanding that you are in charge of yourself. You are in charge of your own energy. Now, as we move through these last few days of October, we have Venus in Scorpio making a conjunction to Mercury in Scorpio. This is exact at 27 degrees, but Venus will move on as she is going to enter Sagittarius here by early on the weekend, early on November 2nd. So we have some time here with Venus conjunct Mercury to be very aware of ourselves, to be very compassionate, to look at what we need to express or say in a kind manner, but to give us the ability to say what needs to be said, where maybe you didn't feel that you had the right words. Because Venus brings things together with kindness. However, Venus in Scorpio, she likes to get in there to the truth of something. And she can even be a little bit blunt. Like she can really say what she feels and what's on her mind in a way that has that intensity to it. So there are intense communications happening here that are actually meant to show you an aspect of yourself that maybe you didn't see before. So be aware of what you're feeling, what's coming up, what's coming through. And then Venus moves on to Sagittarius, where she can finally have some fun. She can have an adventure. She can get out of Dodge and go explore. She wants to do more. And she wants to enjoy more of the good life even. Venus in Sagittarius is a seeker. And she's restless. She wants to move. And she wants to expand herself. So there is an energy as we go into November of looking at where you are ready to expand your energy field, where you have a return of belief in yourself, where you're feeling a rising in what you've learned, and you may even see it in a new light. You might see a journey in a whole new way. And this is also coming through as we move into November with Venus in Sagittarius, getting into the energies of the soul's wisdom. Sagittarius shows us what we believe about ourselves and about others, about the world. What we believe is right. It forms our opinions. It forms our belief systems. It also can form our judgments. This energy of Venus in Sag is so light and buoyant that it can give you an energy of acceptance, of accepting what is different, accepting what is not your belief system, accepting what is, because you don't want conflict, you just want to enjoy life. So there's this surge of energy here as November gets underway that pulls us out of these Scorpio caves, that pulls us out of some of the intensity of Scorpio. Once Venus leaves Scorpio, then we'll have the Sun and Mercury in Scorpio and Mercury retrograde. So there's going to be a sense of working within ourselves and being more acutely aware of what is operating in us and whether it still serves us, whether it supports our sense of power, whether it gives you a sense of this is true for me or this is not true for me. Scorpio has conviction. Scorpio energy is life or death. And it shows up as yes, absolutely, this is true, or no, no more, it's dead to me. So there tends to be some emotional extremes with Scorpio. And because it's a fixed sign, it can stay fixed in that perception or fixed in that mentality. But instead of saying that you are absolutely 100% not budging, there is an energy here of understanding that completion, death, endings are a part of life that are vital to healthy energy flow. Healthy energy flow. And we are being gifted with opportunities to tune in to our energy flow. Now, Scorpio is not only a fixed sign, it's a water sign. And so I tend to think of Scorpio as the hot tub where the hot water circulates, right? It just stays in one place, it's fixed, and it can bubble up and it can calm down. Well, every hot tub needs to be cleaned and it needs to be filtered. So there's an energy here of filtering out what's at the bottom, the energetic bottom, like the density, the heaviness, and knowing what resides within us that feels too emotionally heavy. If you are holding resentment or rage or any deeper feelings that you've just accepted as the status quo, or you've just accepted as part of your life experience or part of who you are, you can clean that out. You can purge it. You can filter it. And you can let it go. So there's choices here. There's always choices. And choosing to remain in a situation, in an experience, in an energy, in an emotional pattern, that's a choice. Choosing to let it go, choosing to move through it, is also a choice. So this is part of the Scorpio experience. What stays, what dies. And it's an energy that dies that can then show up in your life and in your world. So we are reviewing this throughout November. And we are exfoliating out a lot from the experiences of this decade. And if you've listened to this show for a while, I keep referencing that. And it's not simply because of the calendar, although that, of course, is an important component. No, this is the energy of it. It's the energy of cleansing, of purging, of releasing. It's the energy of knowing that you have to move on. There's a part of your life that's non-negotiable right now. Non-negotiable. You can't compromise who you are, what you want, what you need to do, where you're going next. You can't compromise it. And it's a building energy, okay? It's building up to the beginning of 2020 where we understand what requires our attention next. And that's why the letting go, the purging, the clearing, all of that that you can do now creates a smoother transition for what is calling to you and, in fact, waiting for you in 2020, as well as into the next decade. So it's actually a very rare energy shift that we would have this strong energy at the beginning of a new decade. This is not always the case. This is not always how it happens. So that's why I'm saying it's not simply about the calendar. It just so happens to line up that way. And it's showing us that we are moving forward, you know, ready or not. And yet we have very conscious choices to make about how far we've come. And again, what you have to do for yourself, and this is where the fears can come up. And it can show you where you have to separate from others, where you have to leave something, where you have to throw in the towel or say, I'm done. Sometimes these completions can be choppy and ragged edges. And it's different for everybody. I mean, this could be something in your external world. This could feel like every area of your life. Or this could be just something within you that you know you're done with. So it's different for each of us. And it's up to you to trust what that is for you. And then astrologically, it's looking at your natal astrology chart at where the 22, 23 degrees of Capricorn are. And that's the area of life where you're ready to make these very deep, permanent changes. It's also where karma is ending, cycles are complete, lessons have been learned, understanding has been mastered, healing has happened. It's where, again, you feel it, you know this completion is building, and it can do so in many ways. When you are in the flows of it, when you are allowing and surrendering and trusting, you are understanding the bigger energy cycles that you're meant to embrace, that you're meant to work with. Now, Capricorn energies are going to be strong throughout 2019, and especially in January, because in January, not only is it Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, it is the Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury, who are all in Capricorn together. And that's why there's a serious non-negotiable energy here, where you must be clear in what you're committing to. And Capricorn is our commitments. It's how we show up in the world. It's where we declare, this is what I'm doing. And this is important to understand with this current energy of Scorpio and Sagittarius, because Scorpio is giving us the wisdom of the cycles of life, and that everything must end so that something new must come out. Everything has an expression, a fulfillment, a release point, and then it is time to transform it into another expression. The Sagittarius energy gives us that hope and that sense of I can do this, and the optimism to keep going, to keep following the path, to stay open to what you don't know yet, the reminder that life is an adventure. So there is support here. And then behind all these planets, we have Mars in Libra, who is pushing forward. So Mars in Libra at this time is at 17 degrees of Libra. Now, we call him in his detriment in Libra because he's not stronger. He's not strong enough, I should say. He has to be objective and think it through and talk it out and consider other people's opinions. Mars in Libra needs to cooperate. When he really wants to be the one-man show, when he really feels strongest, when he can follow his instincts, do something his way, take action, go for a goal. So Mars is going to get stronger when he moves into Scorpio. And that will happen November 20th, which is also when Mercury stations direct. So these first weeks of November, there's a lot happening within us. Within us, as we figure it out, we strategize, we hold back on maybe taking some actions, but you should be taking the actions that feel right for you. You're not meant to just sit on the sideline the whole time. You know, you're taking the calculated, clear steps that follow a plan, that follow the direction, but you're not charging ahead. There's serious contemplation and balance. It's a measured approach, because this Mars is behind all the other planets. So he's actually, he's pushing the energies forward in a way that reduces injury or reduces harm. He's being very clear-headed. And he's understanding that it's better to take it one step at a time right now. So as I'm speaking, I just made this really lovely connection to a book I'm reading. And the book is called The Last Man on the Mountain. And it's about the 1939 summit to K2, the mountain in the Himalayas. And this was the 1939 expedition. The first time that K2 was approached for a summit was 1938. And so there was still this sense of newness around climbing this most treacherous mountain in the Himalayas. And think about 1938, 1939, you know, the state of mountaineering or the state of climbing equipment or even sleeping bags and coats. I mean, it wasn't what it is today. This was 80 years ago. But you had an expedition of men who were determined to summit to this most treacherous mountain, as it was known, that had never been done before. The 1938 expedition did not reach the top. So the 1939 expedition was attempting to do so, and it was a different group of people. And when you're attempting this type of climb, it takes many resources, many people, and many things that you're not in control of. So this is a story of how the experience was deadly. The illness, the errors, the lack of teamwork, the lack of leadership, basically all the things that go wrong, and yet the desire to keep going. So if you were to look at this astrologically, Capricorn is a mountain. It's the mountains that we climb in life. It's where we put our commitment, where we persevere. It's where we have to keep going because it's what we want. And in this story, they talk about how there were so many elements at play here that were basically working against this expedition, and that unfortunately, you know, they didn't summit. The leader, he got to within 800 feet of this mountain that's just over 28,000 feet. So he had climbed nearly 28,000 feet and didn't summit, based on energies and weather and conditions that were completely out of his control, that he couldn't power through. And so there were many experiences within the story that were the perceived setbacks, that were the perceived delays, that what went wrong and why things didn't happen. Of course, this is also a pioneering endeavor. They made it further than anybody else had. There were certain victories, there were certain developments that were very positive. But there were also elements of the adventure that were defeating. And there was a wisdom here that they had to understand, the wisdom of what you can't control, the wisdom of you might not reach the top, but it's still a victory if you leave with your life. Because they say that going down, the descent, is actually more dangerous than the ascent. Because as you descend, you're working with gravity, right? That will pull you right down faster than you can control anything. So there's a wisdom here in understanding the conditions that you're working in, that maybe it doesn't turn out the way you hoped, you planned, you wanted to, but what an amazing experience. What an incredible ride. And as long as you get down safely and you let go of what you can't control, you release what is not something you could have changed or done anything about at this point in the journey, then you have a victory. Then you have this amazing life experience that you learn from, you share with others, you inspire others, you take it forward, and maybe then you help the next group with their endeavor. So I'm sharing this story because I feel like there's a strong understanding of using a mountain as a metaphor right now. The strong Capricorn energy being the mountain, the mountains in our lives, the mountains that we learn from, the commitments we make to see something through, and how it plays out isn't always in our control. And yet, can you keep the faith? Can you keep going? And that's where the mental fortitude comes in. I mean, I'm reading this book and I'm like, I could never. I'm such a wimp. This is amazing. The strength, the perseverance, how people can face such harsh circumstances, everything the body goes through. Because once you scale, to very high altitudes, you can't stay there for longer than a few hours. You know, you're supposed to get to the summit and get down quickly in order to take care of your body. So there's a lot to consider. And I feel like this is, again, a good metaphor for a soul's journey, in that you show up, you make the best choices you can with the conditions that are present. You use your resources, you work with others, and then you also have to know when to call it. When it's time to say, okay, I did my best and I have to move on. And that doesn't mean, I don't mean that to sound flippant or as if that's an easy thing, because it's not. But there's wisdom in it. It's the maturity. It's the mastery. It's the looking at it in hindsight and saying, okay, I did the best I could with this metaphorical mountain. And I'm ready to safely descend and look at where I'm being called to go next. This is important to just sit with or work through, because this could be the mountain in your life. This could be something that you're experiencing right now, say at work, in a profession, in a career. You've gone as high as you can go. It's no longer worth the stress. It's no longer worth the situational energies. It's no longer who you are. Capricorn is our profession and our career. It's our world status. And it's understanding that you have only gained from the years of experience. And can you see it from that higher perspective? So again, the book is called The Last Man on the Mountain, if this is your genre of reading. It's by Jennifer Jordan. And she was actually the one who found the skeletal remains on the mountain. So spoiler alert, there were deaths. And then she did this giant research project and wrote this book about the expedition and the journey. So it's a cool book. But again, I feel like there's something that we're meant to understand here, that we are summiting something at a soul level, and it's time to now move on to the next peak, the next area that's calling you in your life, because that's what's needed for the betterment of humanity. And so November is supporting us with this calling. There's a new call coming through, and that's also what's rising up through these Scorpio and Sagittarius energies. Sagittarius is where we answer the call. We say, yes, I'm going to go for that adventure. I'm going to go out and explore this. But it's within Scorpio that we allow the completion and the death of something else to be okay. Now, again, that's not always simple, because we have emotions, we have feelings, we have expectations, we have disappointments. You know, there's things within us that are complicated that we have to move through. And that's why I've been sharing some tools with you that I hope have been supporting your ability to move through your own underworld. As I mentioned on Monday's show, we talked about the Jin Shin Jitsu handholds, finger holds, and how those allow you to move the energy through your body. There is also the Ho'oponopono prayer, where you are giving thanks and forgiveness to yourself and to others so that you can also mentally let something go, let something be released. There is energetic support right now for life transitions, for big life changes. And you are right on time for that. And this is why you can't deny what you feel. You know, you can't deny what feels honest about who you are at this point. And so the Scorpio energy can also take us into other people's stuff, shall we say. What other people think, what other people feel, other people's energies, their opinions, their emotional world. This is also where the control dynamics show up, especially if money is involved or something that is shared, like a joint investment is involved. It's where we can have these obligations to others. But right now, it's about getting strong within you and allowing that voice to be louder. That voice within to be louder than the voices outside of you. If you can make that an ongoing practice, it's going to greatly change your energy into November through December going forward, because then you're in alignment with your soul's vibration, your soul's desires, and an emerging sense of what's possible for you next in your life. And this is where we're also developing confidence and courage through Chiron in Aries. Chiron in Aries is currently retrograde, going back to 1 degree of Aries until the middle of December. So it's basically going back to start the whole zodiac journey. And that's where we have been gathering and piecing together these new parts of ourselves that are new to us. Of course, that makes them new to others, but there's also, it feels like a revitalized fire, like a fire within that excites you, and it's growing and developing. And now I'm feeling like if your energy has been too dispersed into other people, other ways, other directions outside of yourself, this fire could feel that it's been neglected. Now, as I look at the current astrology, we have Chiron in Aries, Uranus in Taurus, and the North Node in Cancer. These are the only three planets and points within the individual astrological journey. All of the other signs, planets and points are in the external signs of the zodiac. Okay, so Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius are relational relationships. Our energies go to other people, go into sharing, go into the world, go into the places outside of us where we work with others. And then we have Capricorn energies and then Neptune and Pisces, which is about the world. So there's a lot of energies that are pulling us out of ourselves in some manner. And yet there is such a growth process internally. There's such a sense of who you are now that you know is true and that you have to honor for yourself. And it's gaining strength. It's gaining strength. Now, there could feel like you're in a tension with other people and your commitments. This Mars in Libra, as I spoke about, is going to square Pluto in Capricorn at 20 degrees on November 4th. This is a contentious energy. This is not a good day to negotiate anything because there are power dynamics, there's fighting, there's that sense of you want what you want and you're not getting it. Again, November 4th. And we're meant to apply the brakes, to take a pause and to not push it forward. It could do damage to relationships. It could do more harm than good. There can be a lot of ego stuff coming out. There could be difficult conversations. Okay, again, November 4th is when it's exact, but it could be a day before, a day after. So let's call it November 3rd through the 5th. And right now, Mars in Libra is traveling at the midpoint between Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn. So it already feels like there's something dicey or something that you're figuring out that has attention to it. Again, it's not the best time to be moving forward or to be making decisions about relationship dynamics or agreements. It's not a good time for negotiations, for contracts, for anything that you have to figure out with other people, because there's a timing at play here. And I feel like once this Mars in Libra gets into the third decan, so moves into 21, 22 degrees of Libra and beyond, there's more peace that's possible. There's more productive conversations that are possible. So right now, as we enter November, if you can hold back on negotiating, or if you're in the process of something, let it breathe. You know, take some steps back, give it time. And if you can approach it, let's see, I'm going to say November 7th, 8th. So if you can really wait a good week, the energy won't feel as tight, argumentative, tense. This can be explosive anytime Mars squares Pluto. There's a force, there can be violence, and there can be a lot of disharmony. So hold back on that right now. Be very aware of where not to push and not to shove at this time. Now, the strong Scorpio energies, as the Sun is in Scorpio and Mercury retrograde is in Scorpio, brings us to the sixth sense. And the sixth sense is where we just know something feels off. It's our spidey senses, it's our intuition, it's the energy. And it takes us into places where we can't normally see. Now, you look at it in contrast to Taurus. Taurus, being an earth sign, is about the five senses. So Taurus is the five senses coming alive. Scorpio takes us away from those five senses into what we can't see, touch, feel, hear, or listen to. I missed one of the senses there. But you know what I'm saying. It's taking you away from the five senses into something more, something else. And it helps us balance where our humanness is meant to grow and develop. Scorpio takes us into these places that reminds us that we're more than our simple human experience. We are more than the physical world. And so one example that I saw of this was watching the Customs and Border Patrol officers working at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this was a very interesting television documentary to watch, because it shows how the officers have to trust themselves. They're looking for clues, they're looking for signs at what seems off or different. They're looking at behavior, they're looking at how people are responding to them, and they're just trusting their gut. And so one example that they showed, which was really fascinating, was how this car that was coming into the United States, something seemed wrong with it. And so the officer asked the vehicle to stop and looked at it, just at the visuals, right, which is Taurus, the visuals, and thought, there's something here that we need to look at further. So then the officer brought out the canines, the dogs, who have amazingly strong senses of smell and who can literally sniff out what us humans miss. And so the dog went around the vehicle and basically signaled that there was something in the car that needed to be further investigated, and stopped near the gas tank of the vehicle. The officers then started inspecting the whole vehicle, pulling off the panelings, looking underneath the seats, going into different parts of the car. And sometimes they'll even drive the car through an x-ray to look for anomalies. Scorpio is x-rays, to look at what you don't see, what's hidden, what's in the secret compartments. And they look at what seems off about the vehicle. Well, they knew that something was off because of the dog, so then they have to obviously find what's wrong. It turns out that what was happening in this particular vehicle is that liquid methamphetamine was being mixed with the fuel in the vehicle. And so the gas tank was filled with liquid meth and gas. And that means the liquid meth, of course, is going through the engine, going through the transmission. And the cartels had figured out a way to hide the drugs in the gas. And that's what the dog picked up. Now, our human senses would not probably have known that or looked there. So then the officers siphon out what's in the gas tank and test it. Sure enough, it tests for meth. And then they realize more about how the cartels are changing and working. And basically the vehicle was being driven to a certain location and the cartels would employ a chemist who would separate out the meth from the fuel. And then the meth would be used to sell on the streets or however they were dispersing it. So this again is something that we wouldn't normally know or see. It takes more senses. In this case, it was the canine dogs, but it takes deeper inquiry, deeper investigation, which is the Scorpio strength when you know something is wrong. Now, Scorpio can also make you very suspicious and very skeptical. And you can, you know, question everybody. You can challenge everything. You can say, this is wrong, or something's wrong here, let's look into it. It's a balance. You have to balance what you can commit to and take care of, especially time-wise and resources-wise, with what is a definite hunch and what is worth the time to look into. I'm sharing this with you because I think it's a wonderful way to describe the upcoming Taurus full moon on November 12th. Obviously, that's a few weeks away, but it's how the energies show up, right? It's how we know that there can be much more happening within us that we don't reveal, we don't share, we don't speak about, but we are complex energy systems and there's things within us that matter, that need our attention and that require our time. This show, by the way, is called Border Wars and it's on National Geographic. It's actually very humanizing. It humanizes the officers. It humanizes the people who are moving into the border, those who are seeking asylum. It also shows how many people are affected and involved in these current narcotics and drug smuggling operations. So it's quite interesting if this has any interest to you. But it was also interesting to hear how they also will put liquid methamphetamine into paint, like those giant 5-gallon, 10-gallon paint cans, and also separate them out. And the officers were saying if people knew where these drugs have been, where they've been hidden, they might think twice about even purchasing them. So again, this is all Scorpio. This is all the stuff we don't see. These are all the secrets, what is hidden, and what is meant to come out and come forth. Now, we are going to be revealing more secrets at a collective level. Things are going to come out and come up with this Mercury retrograde, with the strong Scorpio energies, and it's going to come through in January as well. So we're moving through a very dynamic period of time. I probably sound like a broken record, but I just want to emphasize this is rare. This is unusual. And pay attention to what's calling you. Pay attention to what you are ready to heal. Pay attention to what lessons are complete for you, where you've evolved the energy. You've moved out of something that you can't stand anymore. Remember, it's a non-negotiable. There's something that you are committing to because you know it's right for you, and you know that you must go in this next endeavor, or you must follow this path. It can take time, energy, effort, resources, skill development. It's a big risk. All of that's involved. And it can feel overwhelming when you're at the beginning or when you're making a transition. But we have so much support right now, individually and collectively, that there could be more waiting for you that you have no idea about right now. That things can be lining up and coming together, and it's the affirmation and the reward from God, Source, Spirit, the universe, that you're on the right track in following this next step, this next leap of faith. All of this is important as we move into November. So pay attention to where your mind goes during Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde begins October 31st at 27 degrees of Scorpio. It actually begins at 11:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And we are in this very deep review process to let these fears go. And I don't want to repeat myself too much because I did the show for you on Monday about the Mercury retrograde and Scorpio energies. But please know that many, many people are being lined up, directed, and moved into position for where you're ready to excel and succeed next. And it's your ability to complete a chapter, allow the endings, let something transition that will put you in alignment with this next assignment and this next direction. It feels very supportive overall, and I hope that this show has validated what you're ready to move into and move towards. And just to, you know, go back to that mountain metaphor, the victory can be through many different ways. The victory might not only be reaching a summit or having something end or complete the way you thought it would. There are other ways victories show up. There are other ways you can take a lot from an experience. So if you can go into those places and those higher understandings, it could feel very rewarding, very supportive, and also give you that boost to begin and follow what is calling to you next. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your attention and connection for this weekly podcast. I'll be back on Monday to talk about the overall energies of November 2019. Please check out my YouTube channel where I have released some new astrology teaching videos for you. These are the ones that show the charts, show the dynamics at play, help you understand the energies, and apply it to your own chart so that you can understand what is specifically showing up for you. Thank you so much for joining me. You'll find more information about my offerings, my astrology classes, and my books below this podcast. And otherwise, I'll see you back here on Monday when we are officially in November. Thanks so much, and I'll see you then.